It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
Welcome to another episode of the 49ers Rush Podcast. I'm your host, as always, John Chapman. And today what we're going to be doing is taking a peek behind enemy lines. Everybody wants to talk about how great Patrick Mahomes is, how great this Chiefs offense is. There's no way the 49ers can keep up or stop this offense. Well, what we're going to do is very common coaching practice is you find a team that runs a similar scheme as yours, which was very difficult to do. The Chiefs have not played a lot of defensives that run the 4-2-5 like we do, especially cover three, the cover three kind of sky cloud or whatever you want to call it. There's so many different terms, but there's not really a team out there that does what we do that they play too much. And the few times the Chiefs did play somebody like that, Patrick Mahomes was out. So it was pretty slim pickings, to say the least, you know, jumping over to figure out exactly what the Chiefs are going to be doing against that defense. So here we go. Let's throw this up here. And, you know, the best that I could find, at least the most recent, you had to go back to when the Chiefs hosted the Broncos, you know, a divisional matchup. What's weird, and it was a snowfest. The film's not the best, but as far as, you know, a 4-2-5, they like to stay in their nickel package with their Chris Harris, you know, 4-2-5, four down linemen, two linebackers, five defensive backs. A lot of times you'll call that the nickel package or whatever, but, you know, this is what we run most of the time. And against the Chiefs, we're going to be in the most 4-2-5 than normal. They don't do a lot of two tight end sets, but whenever they do, they bring in 49ers great Blake Bell blast from the pass there. So we'll be in nickel a lot. There's going to be a lot of K'Wan Williams, who took 51 snaps last week. We're in a lot of nickel package the entire second half, basically, once Dre Greenlaw got injured and rolled up on. We stayed in the nickel package. Now, Dre Greenlaw is a full participant in practice today. Zero concern on if he's going to be back or not. Now, you'll see a couple things that the Broncos do. They do the wide nine as well, but they stand up their ends. So it's a 4-2, similar to ours. We don't do both wide nines. But, you know, if we take a peek back at the schedule of the Kansas City Chiefs and kind of walk it backwards, you know, they played the Tennessee Titans in the championship game. Tennessee Titans, I don't know what the hell they were thinking. They overthought it. They only rushed three guys. They had three down linemen the whole game. They tried to move to a 3-3-5, which is not what they've done all year, and it didn't work. It did not work at all. They got zero pressure on Patrick Mahomes, and he picked them apart. Then you look at what the Houston Texans did in the divisional round. They run a 3-4 kind of common scheme. Doesn't fit what we do. Chargers, they kind of do a mix between an odd and an even front. It's a 4-3, but they stand up their, you know, backer Ingram, and sometimes he plays, you know, off coverage and all that kind of stuff. It just didn't work as well. The Chicago Bears, they do a similar thing to the Chargers, but man, the film deck for the Chicago Bears is almost unwatchable, because like if you're watching right now, you know, it's funny because this happens in high schools and stuff like that, in colleges for sure. You hate film in certain places, but not much in the NFL. But Soldier Field, where they have their film deck, is underneath the club seats. So it's almost like you're watching it from the sidelines instead of up to where you can see all 22 players. It's really hard to get a read on it. So skip that. And that brings us all the way to week 15. Now, you're going back to December 8th, 2 months. December 15th. You know, almost a full 2 months to from when the Chiefs are going to play a team that is a similar scheme as us. And so that raises questions anyway. Now, the best and the truest look that you're going to get is the Minnesota Vikings. You know, the Chiefs played them. That's a common opponent. Very similar defensive structures between the 49ers and Vikings. But guess what? Patrick Mahomes was out that game. It was Matt Moore. So you don't get a true look there either. So there's a lot of unfamiliarity from the Chiefs' perspective on how they're going to play against the 49ers. Now, you look at what they try to do. They run so much trips formations, lots of trips, lots of 2x2 sets, and they want to throw the ball. They don't run the ball very well. That is an understatement and a half. They really, really don't do well. So a couple things. Got a couple questions sent in to me that I want to get to. If you guys have questions in the chat, please feel free to throw those up. Make sure you tag me just so I can catch it. This is recorded live. I don't go back and edit, so I don't like downtime. So if I skip over your question, trust me, I am not doing it on purpose and not ignoring anybody. I want this show to flow, and I don't have assistants. I don't have, you know, people in my ear explaining, you know, what question's next and all that stuff. We're just going, and this is our third straight show, 3 days in a row, 4 out of the last 5, and I'm just going to keep bringing content until the Super Bowl because it's faithful. Hey, let's enjoy this. Let's have a good time. So this question is from L Train. He is from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and here's what he has to ask me. He says, number one, why does everyone think it's so easy to write the 49ers off when the schedule was so much tougher than what the Chiefs had? You come out 13-3. We have a better record than the Chiefs, and without all the star players missing, we have been a different team. I am with you completely, L-Train. I don't understand it, but here's the thing. Quarterbacks sell jerseys. There's not a lot of Raheem Mostert jerseys out there. One, his story isn't the same thing. And, you know, here's what's crazy. If Derrick Henry would have rushed for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns, everybody would have been saying he's the greatest running back in NFL history. Raheem Mostert does it, and everybody says, well, that's a really cool story. And then they move on. Already doubting him, already talking about, well, the number one back, Tevin Coleman's out. Goodness gracious. How do these people not watch football? They don't watch it. A lot of the national media just do not watch film. Their box score, highlight reel, whatever. And here's my belief, and you're going to hear this as we get into draft season. Watching highlights is like reading a dating profile that a person puts out there. Watching game film is like interviewing the ex. You find out all the good and all the bad. So if you want to know what it is, you got to dig into the film. You don't skip around. You don't just look at the sacks. You don't just look at the touchdowns. You watch it all. And, you know, we're watching. We just saw a huge touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes. And if you leave him unprotected, he's going to make you pay. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But you got to get in his face. You know, a lot of teams they've had the mindset of, well, let's keep Patrick Mahomes in the pocket. Hell no. You go get him. You attack. And you hit them and you make them uncomfortable. It's what you got to do. So I don't understand why everybody's writing us off. It's the popular thing to do. And so, cool. Let them keep writing the 49ers off. No problem with that whatsoever. don't care. I want as many people against us as possible, against this 49ers team. Be against us. That's fine. Second question from L-Train. Please keep us posted where you'll be during the weekend down in Miami. I would love to be surrounded by Niners fans instead of a bunch of Niners and Jimmy G haters. Once again, love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Thank you, L-Train. So here's the deal. You know, I'm a teacher, and I thought it was rough working with the teenagers and trying to get stuff accomplished. Well, guess what? Working with agents and former 49ers legends and all those things, as much as I love them, that's a whole nother thing. And we've got a lot of announcements coming your way soon, but I want to make sure that we delay and everything is 100% signed. I don't want to say somebody's going to be there and they back out. Wait until everything is signed and everything's good. But we will be in South Beach. We will be broadcasting live from some very prominent places in South Beach, Miami. You're going to have to come out. And again, as soon as everything is finalized, I can't wait. I'm going to have the owner jump on the show next week and talk about this as well. But trust me, you're going to want to be down there. Even if you're not going to the game, the names that we've got showing up so far are huge. And again, once we have more information, trust me, I'm going to broadcast that out everywhere, but it's going to be a blast. So we're going to have a meet and greet Friday night, location still to be determined, and then we're going to have a huge kind of pep rally Saturday during the day. I'll be broadcasting live both Friday and Saturday. So yes, trust me, L-Train, everybody else, I will keep you guys well abreast of the situation. I wish we could talk about it this week. Really do. I wish we could talk about it right now. But agents are fun. That's all I got to say. And you can agree on something, and then they're going to go back and kind of back off and try to get more. And we want to put the experience out there. The big reason why I'm going to Miami is I want to be the eyes and ears of the faithful and be able to bring that home to the people that can't make it to the game. Now, if you are out there, you got to join us. Come out, have a beer. I'm not going to be drinking much beer, a lot of tequila. It's Miami. That's what's going to be happening over there. So anyway, come join us over there. Niner by Nature. Why are the Niners signing players to future contracts? How can they afford that? So great question. Every team in the NFL is doing this during this time. And only the top 53 players count against the cap. So all of these future players do not count against the cap because they are not one of the top 53. So these are kind of the cheaper players that you want to fill out your 90-man roster with. None of them will count against the cap unless there's some special bonuses and whatever else, and that's a whole nother thing. But so yeah, they can add all these players with no regards to the cap whatsoever. You're just filling out your 90-man roster, and all these players that they signed will not be kept once the draft and all those things come about. Nick, John, are you worried about the long ball? Yeah, you're exactly correct. You know, you watch this film, and this is in the snow. It's in the wind. It doesn't matter. The Chiefs are a track meet, is what they do. They run, and they run fast. Mecole Hardman's probably the fastest. I don't know if you could even say that. He's a 4.2 guy. He ran a 4.31. And then you've got, you know, Tyreek Hill, who's a 4.2 guy. Then you've got Sammy Watkins, who's legit 4.4. You got DeMarcus Robinson, that's a low 4.5. And then you have one of the most athletic tight ends in the league, and Travis Kelce. They are a track meet. And what they want to do is they want to stretch you against the line of scrimmage, and they're going to run, you know, short 5-yard routes, you know, jet sweeps like we do with Debo, all that stuff. And then they're going to max protect, chunk it deep. That's what they do. So that is huge. Now, thankfully, the 49ers have not gotten beat deep much this year. We saw one of the plays from Sherman getting beat deep. Then he remedied the situation by getting an interception just the very next drive. So, but yeah, you're totally concerned. If you allow Patrick Mahomes to stay in that pocket for more than 3 seconds and he doesn't have to adjust his feet or anything, yeah, there's going to be some big plays. And it's probably not okay to feel like we're going to stop all big plays. The Chiefs are going to have a big play, two or three. It's who they are. There's a reason why they're in the Super Bowl, and there's a reason why Patrick Mahomes was the MVP last year. Those things make sense. They're a good football team too. Now, have they played against a defense that is similar to the 49ers? I don't think so. They did play against the Patriots, and they beat them. But it's totally different. The pass rush of the 49ers is what makes the defense so special. The pass coverage of the New England Patriots is what makes them special. They built from the back up. We built from the front back. And so it's a little bit different. Now, our pass coverage is nothing to squawk at either. You know, Sherman, Jimmy Ward, Tart, Kaywan Williams probably got to be mentioned up there with Sherman, to be honest with you, and Emmanuel Mosley, who just plays very sound defense. And he seems to always be where he's supposed to be. And if the ball is caught, it's caught in front of him, and he shuts that down. He doesn't give up a lot of yards after the catch. So you got to love the way this is slated currently. But again, if you don't get pass rush, if you don't get pressure, if you don't make Mahomes uncomfortable, if you don't hit him, he's going to make his plays. You got to hit him. Both teams, you know, the Texans and the Titans, they didn't do it. They couldn't get to him. And because of that, he just sat back there and picked him apart. And, you know, another thing that you got to watch out with Mahomes as well as you're watching this is he will scramble if you put your linebackers in man coverage. If the linebackers turn their back to Patrick Mahomes, he'll scramble. They don't do a lot of called runs to Patrick Mahomes unless it's third down or in the goal line or in the fourth quarter and the game's on the line. Very similar to Russell Wilson. You know, they want him to not get hit. But whenever it comes down to it, and you're seeing that scramble right here, you're going to see the linebacker chase the flare route out into the left and just turns his back to Mahomes. Mahomes gets past the first level, and then he's just off to the races. This is not a design run play. Now, he will do this 3 to 4 times a game. He gets a 20-yard gain here, but it's all because the linebackers were in man coverage. And you're going to see it here where the linebackers just run away. You can't do that. And you've got to be able to, you know, if you want to have a spy, if you're going to be a 4-2-5, That's going to be Dre Greenlaw or Quan Alexander, who are much faster than the linebacker that they got right there. So he's going to get his. He's going to get some scramble plays, but you have to limit that. And the way in which you do that is you play zone with your linebackers and you tell them to spot up on the outside and don't get depth. Do not get depth in your drop. Kind of stay in that 7 to 9 yard range instead of that 13 yard range. And if you could do that, then you're going to be fine. And another thing too, D Ford playing against his old team. You got to talk about that. You know, D Ford doesn't, he said, I don't have any ill will versus them, versus the Chiefs, but it's something you got to pay attention to. Anyway, here we go. Let's get to a couple more questions from Mr. Superfly 87, baby. Would you say the Packers or the Chiefs offensive line is better? Oh, Packers, 100%. Now, the Chiefs offensive line is good, but they are a passing offensive line only. They do not run the ball very well. They don't have a lot of high-graded players. Now, their right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz, is the second highest rated player on their team. So if you look at Pro Football Focus, you got just the offensive side, right? Patrick Mahomes is number one with a 90.6. Then you have Mitchell Schwartz, who's the right tackle. He's an 88 grade. Kelsey, 86.0, which is the third highest tight end in the NFL. George Kittle is the number one rated player across all positions and the number one player in the NFL. He had the highest grade. Tyreek Hill, 83.7. Eric Fisher, the left tackle, 70.6. Now, you jump down, and, you know, their lowest graded players, Blake Bell, 49ers legend, 48.9. He's their number two tight end. And then you get guys that are their backup, linemen. Their left guard, Laurent Dervaney Tardif, which is an awesome name, 59.5. DeMarcus Robinson, 55.5. He's their number 3/4 wide receiver. He drops the ball a lot. So you can kind of see, yeah, they got a lot of talent. And their tackles are great whenever it comes to pass blocking. But Mitchell Schwartz, their right tackle, is their best player on the offensive line. I don't think it's close. So he's going to be going up against his teammate. You know, sometimes Bosa be over there, but it's mostly going to be Eric Armstead and D Ford. And so that's going to be the matchup to watch. Bosa is going to have his hands full with Eric Fisher in the pass game, but he's going to eat his lunch in the run game. And what's going to happen with the Chiefs is they're going to run it, but they run it because they feel like they have to. They don't really run it with purpose. They run it with, all right, we got to run it sometimes to keep everybody honest, make play action work. And so they kind of concede the run game and just give it away. It's not going to work very well against the 49ers. From Jason, John, what does nickel mean? Great question. Nickel means 5. And so the traditional defense is a 4-3. 4 down linemen, 3 linebackers. Okay. Now, in today's NFL and it being so pass heavy, especially with the Chiefs, they run a lot of wide receivers out there. So what we do is instead of saying in 4-3, 4 down linemen, 3 linebackers, we take a linebacker out. And so we go into what's called our nickel package, which is a 4-2-5. 4 down linemen, 2 linebackers instead of 3, and 5 defensive backs. You have both safeties, both corners, and then your nickel corner, who is Kaywan Williams. So nickel is when you have 5 defensive backs out there. So that means, again, we're taking a linebacker out and we're putting a pass coverage guy back there, which is our nickel slot corner. Those are all words that mean the same thing. So 4-2-5, nickel, slot corner, nickel corner, all those are the same terms, which mean the same thing. And again, if I say something and you guys are like, I don't know what the hell that means, please ask. You know, the offseason after the 49ers win the Super Bowl, after the 49ers draft the best players ever in 2020, which we're going to be in Vegas as well, broadcasting live as well, I'm going to be doing a football 101 series where I go ground up and explain everything through video, through audio, through everything, what these damn things mean. Trying to educate and just make sure we all have the terminology down. So, Jason, thank you. Much appreciated, sir, for asking. If you have those questions, I'd love to be able to answer those, because I'm an educator first. I'm a coach first. That's kind of how I got my start. And whenever everybody understands what's going on, one, the 49ers fan base is the most educated. You look at the quality of podcasts that we have. I'm not talking about mine. I'm talking about all the other 49ers content that's out there. It's nuts. You know, I have friends that are Eagles fans. I have friends that are even Cowboys fans back in Dallas. And they're like, man, I wish we had something like this. There's one or two pods out there. So there's a lot of stuff out there that can educate you guys. And I listen to as well. And I learn from. I still go to coaching clinics and I still try to learn as much as I can, watch as much film as I can. It's a constant education process. I believe in that. So anyway, Wally Lama, John, how valuable will 2 weeks worth of unused playoff material be during the Super Bowl? I think what you're talking about, Wally, and I could be wrong here, is how Kyle Shanahan just ran the ball versus the last two teams and didn't get to any of his fun stuff. You're exactly correct. Because he has had to shelf a whole bunch of plays because all he did was run it. We didn't show anything. We didn't do anything special. We just used our bread and butter, but we've got that dessert just waiting to come out. And if this game gets close, now the ideal world, Wally, is we don't use it either in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs can't stop the run. And, you know, our next podcast, I'm going to have defensive film up here, the Chiefs, and we're going to see what's going on. The common argument out there is, well, the Chiefs shut down Derrick Henry. Did they? He had over 80 yards rushing in the first half, and he only ran the ball 3 times in the second half. They didn't shut him down. They outscored the Titans because the Titans coaching staff just overthought everything and kind of put them in a bad position, and then they chose to get away from the run. So they didn't shut down the run. They just outscored them and outraced them, and whenever that happened, the coaching staff of the Titans, they chose, all right, we're going to try to use Ryan Tannehill to catch up with Patrick Mahomes. Guess what? That didn't work. Long story short, if we can run the ball and stay with our run game, then I think we'll do that. If we have to get into a shootout like what we did with the Saints, that's fine. We've won that way before. We can do it again. And trust me, the Saints are a much more complete team than the Chiefs. That's very true. I'd love to have somebody debate me on that. Now, Patrick Mahomes is special. Ah, damn it. Use the word. How far in am I? This is a new record. I'm 21 minutes in, and I just used the word special. Boom, baby. I'm getting better. There's certain words I'm trying to get rid of, whatever else. But anyway, I do want to take a quick second just to thank our sponsor, mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, to double your initial deposit. And this bet, you know, we talked about the MVP bet over on mybookie.ag, and we've talked about the spread, which the spread is now back down to. The 49ers are +1.5. It was 2. Now it's back down. But today is a fun one, and I think this is free money right here. I love this. And it was pointed out to me by Kevin Prager. And here's what you do. There's a prop bet on the left side of the screen. So you click on special props. It's all the way down the left side of the screen, and there's a whole bunch of stuff. It talks about how many times the president will tweet during the Super Bowl. It talks about all kinds of just crazy, crazy bets that are out there, whatever else. How many players will be suspended? Will somebody flash the camera? Will somebody run on the field? All kinds of stuff, whatever. It's a Super Bowl. We like to bet, whatever. Keep scrolling down, way down. Here is the prop bet. Will John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan get their contracts extended within 1 week of the Super Bowl? The odds are -120 that they will not. Again, I'm betting no. And here's why. And Kevin, thank you for tipping me off on this, because this is awesome. They still have 3 full years after this on their current deal. I don't understand why Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch would want that extended, and I don't understand why the 49ers would extend it either. I just don't think it's going to happen. Extensions don't happen with 3 years left on the contract. So I put down $10 to win $8. So again, if they don't get that extension, you win $18, right? You get $18 back. So I love that bet. I just don't think it makes sense for anybody involved. Obviously, I want Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch around for a long time, but extensions in the front office don't happen with 3 years left on the deal. That's just me. So take that for what you want. Anyway, that's my bet of the week over there on MyBookie, the number one sports book and betting site online. Those guys are awesome. Head over there. So Niner by nature, do you think Kyle Shanahan will open up the pass game? Yes, I do. Yes, I do early. But it's going to be, you're going to see very similar start to last game. Hopefully not that 3-and-out with 3 straight rushes to Tevin Coleman. But You're going to see a lot of play action. You're going to see some kind of end of rounds. You're going to see a couple deep pass attempts early on. I think that is because the Chiefs have to sell out to stop the run. So early on, we're going to get some passing, and if the 49ers get the lead, look for them to start leaning until the Chiefs show everybody they can stop the run. So until that happens, it'll be a couple passes early, then a lot of runs. How about Andy Reid versus our alignment? Yes, 49er armbar. We don't see that a lot. Now, Andy Reid's coached a long time, and he's got plenty of experience against a 4-3 or a 4-2-5. There's no doubt about that. However, what you have to do is you don't allow Patrick Mahomes time to throw it deep. You can't do that. And if you stop that, then you stop the big plays. So that's what you got to do. It starts with pressure up front. The athletic linebackers we have are going to be great versus speed on the edge. The defensive front is going to win this game. The defensive front and the offensive line. You win it in the trenches. Andy Reid would be so proud if the 49ers beat them in the trenches. I believe that. Fernando, John, what happened to Marquise Goodwin? Yeah, he's on IR. He is done. He can't come back even if he wanted to. He just had a pretty bad year. Personally, injury-wise, all those things. I think his days as the 49ers are numbered, but glad to have him. He's still a super positive influence in the locker room and a great human being. If you follow him on Twitter, it's a very, very fun follow and just so positive all the time. Love that guy. Anyway, John, will you continue podcasting shortly after the Super Bowl? Love your work. Thank you, Drew. I will be at the game, which is going to be a lot of fun. And I do want to give just a couple quick shout outs quickly because, man, I tell you what, the Faithful comes out and the Faithful is amazing. You know, I mentioned how, you know, I wanted to bring the podcast out there and I just want to say a huge shout out to a lot of people, but a lot of people have helped and sent money through PayPal and Venmo and things like that, trying to help a teacher get out there and make things happen. And Thomas Hawk from Germany, man, so thankful for your very generous donation to help out with that. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm trying to make this happen and, you know, take this to the next level. And with a couple of parties that we are throwing and events we're throwing for the Faithful in Miami, I think it's going to be worth it. You know, just expanding the brand and all those things. I can't say thanks enough to that. Also, Michael White helping me out as well. Thank you guys. Really do appreciate that. So back to your question, Drew. I am going to be podcasting live after the Super Bowl from the Super Bowl on my phone. Obviously, I cannot bring my equipment into the game, but I want to try to do interviews, and it's going to be a very fun experience. And then I'm sure, you know, if the 49ers win, it's going to be partying out on South Beach. But the next day, I'm flying through four separate airports to get back to California. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of content. It's just going to be a little bit different than the normal situation because I won't have my computer and all that stuff at the game. I'm not allowed to bring that stuff in. So yes, I will be live. Make sure you hit that notification bell on YouTube and make sure you're following me on Twitter as well because it might be through Periscope. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to get all that out there. But yeah, it's happening. We're going to be doing it, and I'll get it across all podcasting platforms, everything else. But it's going to be a little different, Drew. So, but yes, we will be live. We're going nonstop. Basically, the days I'm flying for 18 hours straight and bouncing around the country, I'll still be recording. We're not going anywhere. I might take one day off between now and the Super Bowl, and that's probably about it. So anyway, a couple other things. John, this is from Technishik, I think is right. I think I pronounced that correct. Seems like we have a better chance with our front four than the Titans and Texans. 100% agree with that. Plus the Titans coaching staff lost them that game. They had no chance with their scheme they put together. Mahomes doesn't do well with pressure from just the front four rather than the blitz. Your thoughts? You are exactly correct. You know, if you look at the passing details for Patrick Mahomes, he's great everywhere except for when he is under pressure from four. He has an NFL quarterback rating of 95.1 with only four men get pressure on him. That's his lowest. You know, you look at whenever he's blitzed, 117. Not blitzed, 106. Under no pressure, 113. The only time he's human is whenever four people get pressure. And that's kind of the 49ers specialty. And that's what they're going to have to do. But he's at his best when he's blitzed and he escapes the pocket. So, yeah, very astute observation there. Technischick, I don't know why I'm having such a hard time saying that. Anyway, that's what it is. The Chiefs offense put the butts in the seats, but the Niners defense will be waxing the trophy. I absolutely love it. That is awesome. I like that. That's a fun one. A lot of stuff just to talk about. Again, we're going to keep being back with you guys. We're hitting about the 30-minute mark, and what's going to be up next on the agenda is exactly what you're seeing here, except on the opposite side. I'm going to jump into some more film tomorrow on the Chiefs, and I want to pay attention to their defense. Jump into their defense and kind of what they do against an outside-inside zone blocking and play action passing attack and see how they handle that. Because, it's been well documented the struggles the Chiefs have against the run. But they have some great players over there with Chris Jones, Frank Clark, and Honey Badger. And, they got some players for sure. But see how to take advantage of that and where some success will take place. But, man, as you watch this offense, you're seeing trips on every single dang play. We're going to be in a lot of nickel packages. I really don't think we're going to be in a lot of 4-3 unless it's a short yardage. I don't think we're going to see a lot. And again, you see right there, the play that's on the screen right now just escapes the pocket, gets what he can, he gets down. He doesn't like to get hit. He doesn't get hit often. If you want to see all these breakdowns, join Patreon. Just type in 49ers Rush Podcast. I've loaded 3 videos this week. Usually I just do 2. I'm loading another one tomorrow. If you want all of the coaching notes and schemes and explaining coverages and blocking assignments and all that stuff, head over there, patreon.com, 49ers Rush Podcast. And join us at the Frank Gore tier. It's $8 a month. You'll get the entire month's worth value. Comes out to like 50 cents a video this week. It's pretty cheap. But anyway, all that money goes to the podcast to help with equipment, flying out, making some sunglasses for the 49ers Rush Podcast, things like that. And for those of you that have signed up for the Ronnie Lott jersey a few weeks ago and then the NFL came in and cracked down on Hot Mic and all that stuff, don't worry. We are going to give that away. And if you met all the qualifications for that, you're still entered in. You don't have to do anything else. We're just trying to make sure we meet all of the qualifications with our sponsors and people that gave us the jersey that we bought it from and all that stuff and whatever. People are hard to work with sometimes. It's a pain. You wish you could just make everything easy. But hopefully we will be back soon tomorrow. We're just going to keep talking football. And as we keep working towards, the Super Bowl, and it's just, 10 days away, we've got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff coming, and we're just going to keep breaking this down. I promise you this. You can watch all the ESPN and NFL stuff and whatever else. That's fine. But my goal is you guys can correct the damn talking heads on NFL and all that stuff whenever they say stupid stuff. And so that's kind of the goal. And hopefully we can do that together. But really appreciate all the support as always. And until next time, until tomorrow, stay strong, faithful.